This is an oral history interview with J.B. Blunk in Inverness, California, for the Smithsonian Institution Archives of American Art. I'm Glenn Adamson, and I'll be the interviewer. I'm sitting here in J.B.'s home with him and with his daughter, Mariah Nielsen, who's going to be helping us with the interview as well. And it is March 16th, 2002, on a nice spring morning, and we're looking down over the valley behind his house. JB, I thought first I would ask you to say hello.
Hello.
And next, can you tell me where you were born?
Kansas.
Mm-hmm. And when?
Well,
is this
when you were born?
When I was born,
mm-hmm.
Is
August 28th, right?
August 28th, 1926.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, so you grew up in Kansas, right?
Yes.
And can you tell us anything you remember about growing up in Kansas or about your parents?
What did your dad do? He was an eye doctor, right?
No, he wasn't an eye doctor. My father was not an eye doctor. He was a
optometrist.
Yeah, an optometrist.
Mm-hmm. 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 And you went to school in Kansas, growing up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So did you like it there?
Well, I lived with my mother and father, so
mm-hmm. Do you remember when you were a teenager, did you ever do things with your hands at all? Working on cars or anything like that?
No.
No? Were you a good student?
I tried to be. Yeah. Yeah.
You tried to be. And you went to college, right?
Yes, I went to college. And I graduated from UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why did you decide to go to college out in California?
Your parents had moved to LA, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
My parents had a my father had an opportunity to start he was an optometrist.
Mm-hmm.
But he made the lenses.
Mm-hmm.
When they used to do that, they were very different than now, but he had a chance
to move out to California.
Yeah, I moved with them.
Mm-hmm.
to California.
Mm-hmm. And you were a teenager at the time?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
I think you were around 19 or 20, hmm. Early 20s, late teens.
No.
Early 20s?